Welcome to AM Best Audio.
With a record number of hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean predicted for this season and an increasing number of wildfires, this summer could be very busy for insurance claims. Back and forth communications with adjusters and policyholders, paper-based and digital document reviews, coordination between different systems can add months to claims resolution in the best of times. These challenges are accentuated during catastrophic events. Emerging technologies can expedite claims resolution, enabling insurance companies to resolve claims more quickly and better serve their customers. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Mark Rothschild, Head of Claims, and Peter Flynn, Head of Personal Lines Americas at Exceedens, who are here to discuss how insurance companies can use AI and other emerging technologies to improve their claims capabilities, especially after a catastrophic event. And Mark, let's start with you today. How can AI and machine learning be leveraged to expedite the claims process after a catastrophic event?
Sure. It's a great question. It's always important to make sure that your claims teams are best armed to be responsive to policyholders when they need them. And certainly after a cat event where there's intense volume, intense damage, you want to make sure both your policyholders and your claims teams are as prepared and as responsive as possible, right? So with the introduction of AI and other advanced technologies, the areas I see it really enabling the most, right, is anything that can help them absorb all of the communication and data and documents that are coming in. And nowadays, that includes a lot of photo and video as well. So with the different forms of AI and image analysis, you can really absorb, analyze, and better triage all that incoming documents and data. And on top of that, you can then set up a lot of automated communications that can give the status checks, the updates, and give the peace of mind to the claimants. And most importantly, all of this allows the adjuster to spend more time dealing directly with the claimants and the policyholders, right? At those tough times, the level of empathy that you need to provide, the level of information you need to share, and just importantly, getting that initial payment out the door, if it's owed, happens as quickly and smoothly as possible.
So you mentioned photo and video, Mark. What role do drones and satellite imagery play in assessing damage and processing claims more efficiently after a disaster?
Yeah, so I've seen a number of different uses of image analysis combined with forms of AI. Right? If you're one of those carriers or MGAs that is capturing images, say, for example, of the properties that you're insuring upfront, if you're then able to get access to satellite imagery or aerial imagery or drones to capture the aftermath, in pretty short order with the technology we have today, you can do that comparison of what changed between the last time you had the image, as well as where there might be potential damage, whether it's to the roofing material, to the property itself. And that technology keeps expanding as we get more and more learning through the technology and more photos and images pushed in there.
So, Mark, how do these technologies compare to traditional methods in terms of accuracy and speed?
Yeah, great question. So, whether you're dealing with models, whether you're dealing with any form of AI or any form of technology, it all starts with making sure you're getting the right data and making sure it's as clean, as accurate as possible, right? So first on the front end, making sure that you're using these technologies to capture as much data as possible, and you're utilizing the data that's coming in there, whether it's in claim notes, in emails, text messages, or any form that they might be coming in through to the claim system, and then to be able to process them as close to real time as possible. To me, that's one of the big differences with AI and current advanced technology versus traditional, is the speed at which you can process them, as well as then the ability to analyze them in relatively short order.
Peter, let's get you into the conversation here. In what ways can predictive analytics help insurance companies prepare for and respond to catastrophic events?
Well, John, I think one of the most challenging parts of CAT for carriers is that, you know, some of it is predictable and visible. And in the last several years, we've seen so many one-off non-modeled CAT events happen. So I think carriers are looking at ways to bring predictive analytics in place to understand better what's my risk ahead of the storm? What's my readiness ahead of the storm? And do I have the right deployment in terms of my team ready to go solve the problem? And I think to the points Mark has made, you've got to pair that up with the right technologies and analytics to be ready, right? So I think we're seeing a move toward trying to be more aware of and ready for storms as they come.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Mark, taking what Peter said a step further, how can predictive models be integrated into existing claims management systems?
Yeah, so I mean, look, I think different forms of predictive models have been in place for a number of years now. They're only getting faster, able to digest more data, more sources of data. But I think where we've seen the most benefit is in first the upfront triage, and where the model is able to determine based on a number of forms of variables, right? What type of claim might this be? So then you can then get this assigned to the right adjuster. One of the most frustrating things that could happen for a claimant or policyholder is having the claim bounced around, right? If it didn't get moved to the right type of adjuster early on. And then to take that model to give them further guidance of why it might have gotten moved there, why it might have gotten scored a certain way for a certain level of severity. So you can start to guide that claims adjuster to take the right next set of action, right? So taking the prior history of claims, their claims have brought to a certain similar conclusion and sharing that those learnings and pushing it through to the model. Another area where predictive modeling is helpful is certainly in helping to capture potential fraud, right? Certainly the fraudsters out there are always going to be a step ahead, if not two or more steps ahead. So leveraging predictive modeling to try to isolate the claims that are worth taking another look at so that you can get the other claims pushed through faster and not slow down, while at the same time capturing the ones that have a higher potential for fraud.
Mark, are there strategies that insurance companies can employ to ensure data collected from various sources, such as IoT devices or social media or weather forecast even, are effectively utilized in the aftermath of a catastrophe?
I don't think they're as utilized as they could be, right? I think there's certainly more sources of where the data can come from, but the ability to get those data sources into the hands of the people that need to view them or to have them ingested into the models at the right time, the right way, I think there's still work to be done across the industry. For example, you could have a carrier that has decided to invest in capturing some great information from IoT devices, but if the vendor that they use to help them handle claims, right, especially after a cat where you're bringing in multiple partners, either for the desk or the field to deal with that surge volume, if their technology is not set up to ingest that data, or if they don't have the people, the processes to absorb it, you've now lost out an opportunity to bring that into the mix at the right time.
Peter, do you think things like natural language processing, also known as NLP or chatbots, can improve customer service and claims processing during high stress periods following a disaster?
No doubt, John. I mean, I think that the challenge in a CAT is always just getting enough people quickly to deploy, right? So to the degree that the industry can find more ways to bring natural language models into play to help expedite, whether it's first notice of loss, whether it's initial scoping, whether it's, you know, other parts of the process and the claim, it definitely can be an enabler that makes things go faster, right? And, you know, I think ultimately the industry is trying to find ways to get folks back on their feet quicker. And certainly that's a key tool and a key way to get there in a CAT event.
So Mark, what do you see as the future of claims technology?
So I see it as continuing to evolve, where you can take more and more of the administrative manual tasks off of the claims team's plates, whether that be the adjusters, the FNOL first notice of loss representatives, claims team leads, quality assurance, as much of that admin work that's repeatable, you could take off their plates through the advancements of technology, the more you can then put on them to make sure they're being responsive, to be empathetic. Because at the end of the day, going back to Peter's response there, when you're enabling things like ChatGPT and natural language processing, right, that's now freeing up time for that adjuster to do what's most important, right, to have that empathy to guide the claimant through a tough time, right? If you're standing in 2 feet of water in your basement after a CAT event, right, and you want to pick up the phone and reach somebody that can guide you on how to mitigate that loss, how to start getting the repair in place, make sure you have the comfort of what's covered and what's not, right? If you inundate your adjusters with too much admin, right, they're not going to be able to do that and be there for the policyholders when they need them most.
Sure, it's changing fast, isn't it?
It's changing fast, but I don't think fast enough, right? I think we'll hopefully see more speed both to market as well as more acceptance from the industry to allow that to happen. But given that you are dealing with insurance, right, a highly regulated industry, you got to make sure that it's still within the right guardrails and that everybody's being protected in the right way.
A great discussion. Mark, Peter, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks, John.
Great. Thanks for having us.
As Mark Rothschild, head of claims, and Peter Flynn, head of personal lines Americas at Exceedance. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.